www.ohio.org/senior-living. Or just go to the Services tab and click on Senior Living.
Whether you're interested in Country Bay Village, Country Gardens, or long-term care, check it out and see what kind of great resource we have right here in our own backyard.
That's sure.org/senior-living. Sure Senior Living. Better health. Better life. After 24 minutes of play, the USA Patriots lead the Harbor Beach Pirates in Harbor Beach 22-0. A dominating performance from the Patriots so far tonight after 24 minutes of play. And now we listen into all of the homecoming festivities on a mild but not pleasant evening here in Harbor Beach, Michigan. Week number 9 of the regular season. At a high of in the 60s today, unbelievably or not. But the wind and rain are making up for it. Let's listen in.
Community, school, and the senior class of 2021. Now introducing your underclassmen court. Representing the sophomore class, Angela, escorted by Curtis Guza, hosted by Kristen Ramsey and Tony Burkhart. Angela is from Spain. She is participating in volleyball and soccer. When coming to America, Angela was most excited to come and meet her host family. Our other foreign exchange student had also representing the sophomore class, Natalie. Natalie is hosted by Mary and Ron Ramish, and she is escorted by Jacob Booms. Natalie is from Germany, and she is participating in cross country. And when coming to Harbor Beach, Natalie was most excited to be living near the lake. Representing the freshman class is Julian Deere, daughter of Kevin and Kathy Deere, escorted by Tyler Kane. Julian participates in volleyball and softball, and her favorite thing to do is spend time with family and friends. Representing the sophomore class is Madison Klink, daughter of Chad and Lisa Klink, escorted by Tanton Babcock. Madison has been a member of student council for 2 years, and her favorite subject is PE leader. Representing the junior class is Kaya Landenberg, daughter of John and Andrea Landenberg, escorted by Nolan Rick. Kaya participates in volleyball, prom committee, and NHS, and is in the cosmetology program at the Tech Center. Kaya's favorite thing to do is spend time with friends and family. And now the 5 senior girls, one of which will be crowned as our homecoming queen. Madeline Geiger, daughter of Kurt and Denise Geiger, escorted by Riley Deere. Madeline has participated in basketball and softball all 4 years and 1 year of cross country. She is the NHS president, student council vice president, as well as FFA secretary. She is also involved in the Student Advisory Club. Madeline's favorite food is popcorn. Madeline plans to get her bachelor's degree as a registered nurse and is undecided where to attend college. Kenzie Knobloch, daughter of Gina and Kevin Knobloch, escorted by Dakota Deere. Kenzie has played volleyball and softball all 4 years of high school. She has also been a member of student council all 4 years, along with being vice president of her junior class year. Her favorite sport is softball. Kenzie plans on attending Ferris to achieve a degree in pharmacy. Jordan Lemansky, daughter of Ron and Jessica Lemansky, escorted by Elliot Seaman. Jordan has participated in band all 4 years of high school, also involved in NHS for 2 years. Jordan's favorite food is cheesy potatoes. Jordan plans to get her bachelor's in nursing at SVSU. Jenna Feilstucker, daughter of Christine Vollmering and Scott Feilstucker, escorted by Jason Seaman. Jenna is the FFA president and has been a member for all 4 years of high school, NHS secretary, and has been a member since her junior year, class of 2021 treasurer, and she was a secretary the previous year, a member of student council for 2 years, and a member of the student advisory club for 4. Her favorite thing is her dog, Raja. Jenna plans on attending SVSU for elementary education. Teresa Razzo, daughter of Ed and Tammy Razzo, escorted by Brody Wiederhold. Teresa has participated in FFA and bowling all 4 years and golf for 1 year. Her favorite color is black. Teresa plans on entering the workforce after graduation. And our reigning queen, Catherine Ackerman, daughter of Catherine and Randy Ackerman, escorted by former football player Devin Puff, will present the crown and roses to the new queen. And the homecoming queen is Madeline Geiger. Congratulations to all the seniors who made court. The new queen will now be presented with a crown to symbolize her reign. Queen Madeline is being presented with a dozen roses and an autographed football signed by the team.
Congratulations to homecoming queen of Harbor Beach, Madeline Geiger. And now, Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got to this 22-0 USA score at the half.
Started after a long first drive by the USA Patriots, ending up with a short Braylon Ballard touchdown run. Gettle punches in the two-point conversion, and USA would lead at the end of the first quarter 8-0. Second quarter, after a goal line stand, Harbor Beach with 4 chances inside the 5. They get stuffed at the 1, and 3 plays later, Braylon Ballard breaks out on a 92-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion fails, and USA would lead 14-0 over Harbor Beach. And after a 3-and-out, Walker Foley goes down the field, 3-yard touchdown run. Ballard punches in the two-point conversion. And at the half, it's all Patriots here, 22-0 over the Harbor Beach Pirates.
USA with 149 more yards than the Harbor Beach Pirates on tonight on just 9 more plays than the Pirates. USA altogether 26 carries, 26 total plays of offense as well, not a single pass attempt tonight. 26 plays for 229 rushing yards as a team for the red, white, and blue on the road. Leading the way, Braylon Ballard with 2 touchdowns and 11 carries and 171 yards, averaging 15 yards per carry, thanks in part to a 92-yard touchdown run to start the second score of the night. Walker Foley, 10 carries for 38 yards and a score. Noah Crum, 3 carries, 12 yards. And Connor Gettle, 2 carries for 8 yards on the night. Passing game, non-existent, not needed tonight for the USA Patriots through 2 quarters. So we shift things over to the Harbor Beach Pirates. On 17 plays, they've accumulated 80 yards, 15 carries, 2 pass attempts, both incomplete on the night for the Pirates. Leading the rushing attack, Luke Woodgeese, 7 carries, 67 yards, and as long of the night, 38 yards, which kind of flipped the field to start on their first drive, which came up empty-handed on the 1-yard line of USA. Luke Woodgeese averaging over 9 yards per carry. Dylan Kadar, the quarterback, 2 carries, 10 yards there. Levi Klasky, 2 carries, 3 yards. Elliot Seaman, 3 carries for 3 yards. And Tanton Babcock, 1 carry for a loss of 3.